Good afternoon, boys and girls. I'm Rebecca.
And I'm Daniel.
And we want to welcome you behind the wall. It's always good to spend time with friends, and you're our friends. So we thank God that you're here. Now, if you've been paying attention for the last few episodes, you would know that today we are kicking off our summer mini-series on the Ten Commandments. And because today is the first episode, of course, we are covering the first commandment.
That's right. And that commandment is found here in the Bible in Exodus chapter 20, verses 2 and 3. So take a moment, open up your Bibles. It's near the beginning to Exodus chapter 20, verses 2 and 3. And the Bible says, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me.
That's right. So the first commandment is, thou shalt have no other gods before me. And the me, of course, is referring to God because he is the one that is speaking. So, boys and girls, our memory verse today, and for all of the rest of these episodes in this series, we are going to be learning the commandment itself instead of a separate verse. So let's take a moment now and say it through a couple of times to make sure that we get it into our minds before we discover more about what it means.
Right.
So let's try to say it through twice. We will start with the reference, which is Exodus chapter 20, verse 3. So from the top, the Bible says in Exodus chapter 20, verse 3, thou shalt have no other gods before me. That rhymes, so it should be nice and easy.
That's right.
All right, let's do it again. The Bible says in Exodus chapter 20, verse 3, thou shalt have no other gods before me. All right. Now, let's mix it up a little bit. Girls, you follow me. Boys, you follow Daniel, and we'll say every other word together, okay? Girls, you start. Thou
shalt
have
no
other
gods
before
me.
Very good. I forgot the reference that time.
Let's
try it from the beginning. We'll say the reference together, and then the boys will start with thou, okay?
Let's do that.
The Bible says in Exodus chapter 20, verse 3,
thou
shalt
have
no
other
gods
before
me. Woo! We made it. All right, let's try it all together with the reference from the top.
Yes.
The Bible says in Exodus chapter 20, verse 3, thou shalt have no other gods before me. All right. Very well done, boys and girls.
Very good. So now that we're familiar with this verse, let's take a moment together to learn more about what this verse means and what this first commandment says to us from the scriptures. All right, so the question is, what does the first commandment mean? And just by way of reminder, the commandment is, thou shalt have no other gods before me. So Rebecca, in 15 seconds or less, what does this commandment mean?
Okay, well, this commandment means really simple. Boys and girls, God needs to be first. He is the one true God. Out of every other religion in the world, our God is the only true God, and he must take first place in our lives.
That's right. Over friends, over family, over everything, God comes
first.
That's right.
All right, boys and girls, we're on question number two, and that is, why did God give us this commandment?
Well, the good news is God explains why he gave this commandment in the Bible. So let's go back to the passage we were looking at earlier, Exodus chapter 20 and verse 2 specifically. God says here in verse 2, I am the Lord thy God. He says that he is the Lord, meaning he's the one ruling over the entire universe, and then says, thy God, meaning he's the God, the one we believe in, the one we worship for the people of Israel and for all of you listening today. He is our God for every Christian. He also says right afterwards, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage, meaning God is the one who took Israel out of a place that was very evil, out of a place where they were slaves, and brought them out and made them free. So their God, the one who loves them, drew them out and called them out of Egypt, is the one who rules over the entire universe. And for every Christian, that's also good news because he saved us from the bondage or slavery of sin. He brought us out of the world to be part of his kingdom, to love him, to worship him, and to live for Christ by the power of his Spirit. So we can say, just like they said, that He is our God, that our God is the Lord, and our God has rescued us from the place of bondage. So why should we obey the commandment? Because God's given us every reason to put Him first. He loved us, He called us, and He's the one in charge of the whole universe, our God. That's why. Okay, so we've covered what the commandment means, why God gave us this commandment. Now's the hardest part of all three. How do we obey this commandment every single day?
Well, boys and girls, remember, the commandment is, thou shalt have no other gods before me, right? In order for us to obey that, that means that we have to make a commitment to God to say that He is our only God. We recognize Him as the one true God and the greatest authority in our lives. We put Him first in everything that we do, and we acknowledge Him in everything. Acknowledge just means to recognize Him, to give Him place. So, how do we put God first in everything? How do we acknowledge Him or see Him in our lives? Well, there are three ways that we can do that that might help us out a bit. The first way is to speak to Him. And how do we speak to God? Through prayer. Boys and girls, you're probably very familiar sitting down to a meal with your parents, and before you can start eating that delicious food in front of you, you pause and you give grace, or you give thanks for the food.
That's right.
When we do that, that's just a really practical way that we stop and we recognize God and we thank Him. We acknowledge that He's the one who gave us that food. Mm-hmm. He's the one who's provided for us. And so we give Him thanks. But that's just one example. It could be whenever you're preparing for a test and you pray and ask God for help. When you hop in the car to go on a road trip, you pray to God and ask Him for provision. Or whenever you look outside and you see His creation, you pray and you give Him glory and you recognize Him first in all of those things. Secondly, we cannot just speak to God, but also, very importantly, we need to listen to God. How do we hear Him? Well, through His Word. He's given us His Word written down in a book that you and I get to read every single day. It is a living word, meaning even though it was written so long ago, it's applicable now. You and I can open it and we can read wisdom that we need today in 2021 and in every other year to come. So boys and girls, we need to turn to God's word so that we can hear His wisdom for our lives, so that we know how to please Him. Yeah. We know how to make decisions. We know how to choose our friends, how to use our time. It's summer, so that means you guys have more time on your hands. What are you going to do with that time? Look to God, acknowledge Him first, and ask for His wisdom by reading His word. And then finally, boys and girls, the third thing is to worship Him. So we speak to God and acknowledge Him as first. We listen to God and we acknowledge Him as first place. And we also worship Him as the ultimate person and being in our lives. He is our creator. He is the one who sustains us and keeps our hearts beating. And He deserves all of our praise and all of our glory. So boys and girls, take a moment every day and thank Him. Give Him worship by looking around at nature, seeing the beautiful flowers, looking at the sky, looking at the stars, and recognizing that all of those things are here because our God made them.
Amen.
And He made you and He made me. And we have so much to be thankful for. So boys and girls, putting God first in practical ways can happen in little things and in big things. But start by praying to Him, by reading His word, and by finding ways to worship Him through thanksgiving.
That's right. Now, all that being said, this isn't always easy, right? Because we're supposed to obey His commandment all the time, every day. In fact, I would say this is impossible. It is impossible. It's actually completely impossible for anyone to do this without God.
That's very true.
So for you to put God first, you need God's help to do it. That's why the verse begins by saying, I'm the Lord, thy God. And here's the truth. If you're not a Christian, This is going to be impossible for you, and your inability, the fact that you can't do this, will lead to you going to hell. This is the first commandment. This is the one with the greatest importance, to put God first. You can't put God first if you don't know Him. You can't put God first if He hasn't loved you and given you a heart to love Him. This is the foundation of Christianity, is that God has done so much for us. He's shown us that He is the God of our lives. He's shown us the way of salvation, taking us out of the land of bondage to freedom in Christ. And if you don't know that as a truth in your life, then how can you ever put God first and respond to that wonderful love? You just can't. So for every Christian, I encourage you to love God because He loved you so much. But to every non-Christian, I want to ask you, why would you pass up a love this beautiful, a love this wonderful? You spend every day in a universe created by a God you don't know. You look at flowers made by someone you don't know. Everything wonderful in your life is from a God you don't know. Get to know Him. His word is open right now to you. You're hearing it as we speak. Take a moment, talk to your mom and dad, and ask them more about this God, and stop living a life of sin, of distance from God, a life of darkness and pain, and turn to a God who can make it better, a God who will give you that new life and take you out of the place you're in, which is a place of bondage, so that at the end, you don't end up in a place called hell, but you end up in heaven with Jesus forever. So that being said, we could just take a moment to pray. Heavenly Father, we commit all these children listening under the voice of our word, Lord God, into Thy hands. We pray, Lord, for anyone who belongs to You, that God, they might give You the place of all glory and excellence in their lives, that they would pray, they would read Your word, they'd worship You, Father, as part of their day-to-day life, and that they would find joy and peace in knowing that Thou art their God, Thou art with them every day, Lord, and there's none like Thee. But for those who don't know You, Lord, I pray that You would prick their conscience. You'd cause them to turn around from the way they're walking and realize they've given up the greatest gift in the entire universe, which is to know You, Lord, to be loved by You, and to see this world as Thine, Lord God, through and through. So we commit them into Thy hands, Lord God. We pray that You might have the glory on our Sunday and every day of our lives, that You might be exalted, Lord God, that we would have truly no other gods before Thee. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Now, boys and girls, before we end, we are going to sing a chorus together. So let's sit up a little bit straighter, like I always say, so we can sing our very best unto the Lord.
Because
Thank you for joining us today, boys and girls.
We hope to see you next week.
Behind the wall.